Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk with Ian Lettier, a New Jersey native who began working on films while still a student at Phelpsburg High School. He is the director of Anywhere Is Here, which is an official selection in multiple film festivals around the country, including the 14th annual Hoboken International Film Festival and the 2019 Summer New Jersey International Film Festival. Anywhere Is Here is a film that revolves around Sarah Dawson, a teenage girl who endures life at the hands of a corrupt an abusive father and a neglectful mother. Seeing no other option, she devises a plan to steal her father's money and run away from with her best friend, Ben. Unfortunately, things go terribly wrong when she is unwittingly thrown into her father's nefarious world of white-collar crime. Can she unravel the tangled web that her father has spun, or should she run away as far from him as she can? Ian is a graduate of Rutgers University, where he studied filmmaking. His father, David Lettier, is an English teacher, a retired English teacher, and a musician who co-writes, scores, edits, and mixes the soundtracks, as well as acts and co-produces Ian's film. It is a pleasure to welcome Ian Lettier and his dad, David Lettier, to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome to you both.
Well, thank you, Eleanor.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, how did you become involved, Ian, in filming and deciding that film was going to be your major interest?
Right. Well, about, I'd say, 8 years ago, my father, who's here, David Lettier, he got a studio in our, we built a studio in our basement to make music production. And when we started making music, we got then into making videos for those, for that music, music videos. And basically it just went from there. I realized my interest in film through those music videos.
And how about you, David? How were you interested in film as well? Or was music your basic interest?
Well, I had done music pretty much since I was 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And so me and my wife basically had a band in the 90s. Oh. So it was a kind of a folk punk kind of poetic thing. And so music was always there. You know, we were always creative. We met at Pratt Institute, so we were always in the art scene, and my wife was an illustrator at the time.
Pratt is in New York City, for those who are not familiar with New York schools.
Right, in the Bed-Stuy section of Brooklyn. So we had a wonderful time there. And basically, you know, it's funny because when I was a kid, I never thought people like me could ever make a film. It seemed so, you know, like fantasy, like out of reach. Like, who made these things, you know? Were they... And so it wasn't only until recently, like when we started, we bought a camera and we just started going out with a small camera, and it just started to dawn. You know, wait, maybe this is something you can do. And that's when I think Ian got the bug to go to school, Rutgers, to become a film major. So
yeah, I'll tell you, once we started making films, it was like I couldn't stop doing it. I realized very early that it was what I wanted to do, you know, for my the rest of my life. So there's something magical about it when we started, you know, from when we started.
So the film that you made, which won an award, was not your first film, is that correct?
No.
You've made other films.
Yes.
Well, this was the first feature.
First feature film. We made short films before. Several short films.
Yes. And how did this particular film come in? How did this particular film evolve?
Right. Well, it actually had a pretty long evolution. It started out as a school project that me and my cinematographer and friend, Matt Hazel, who's here, we worked on this project together because it was a group project. And we originally made a 10-minute film, short film. That was the project, make a 10-minute short film for the semester. And we made the film. I wrote it with my dad. And when the film was done, we sat down and it came out pretty well. And we said to each other, if we can do 10 minutes, why can't we do a full movie? So then, over the following next few semesters, we decided that I would turn my projects for the other semesters into the next parts of the full movie.
So the original movie was would you say that was experimental or, this was the first step?
Yes.
And that created a realization that that's where you wanted to go.
Exactly. It was a learning experience at first, and it developed into a feature film. We actually wrote the whole film in sections. So kind of like almost like a TV show.
Ah.
And we pieced it together.
And when you say we, is it you and your dad wrote the film?
Originally, it was me and my dad, but by the end of the film, every writer included would be me, my father, and my sister.
Ah.
Yeah.
So it was a family affair.
Exactly, yes.
Well, that's another movie, The Family Affair.
That's true.
That's a good title, by the way.
Right, yeah.
Very good. So, so you were inspired by your dad, in a sense, to pursue a career in film.
I would say, yeah, to a degree. It was because of the music that I really got into film. And that's actually in our new film centers all around original music made by him. And we can get to that.
Yeah.
Probably.
So what you're saying is you've not only won the award for the film, which is called
Anywhere Is Here.
Anywhere Is Here. And now you're into another film based on your dad's music.
Yeah, we're in post-production of that film. It's called Too Damn Long, and it's about a country singer, a washed-up country singer, kind of down on his luck, who takes his final tour, actually, in Pennsylvania. A lot of it is filmed here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And all the music's original, written by my dad. Yeah.
And where in Pennsylvania is it filmed?
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, actually here.
Well, it's interesting you ask because you've got Godfrey Daniels.
Right.
And you've got the Bethlehem Hotel here. And there's various scenes in around the area. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, it's quite amazing that when you go down this road of making a film, that unlike other art forms where you can do these things alone, you really have to depend on other people. It's a collaborative effort. So it's almost like you're making the film with 100 people, you know? And you don't really know what it's going to be until it's completed. But the one thing that I found, that we all found, is that the generosity of people in the area where we live is just tremendous. And it's been a great experience working with a lot of the people in this area. So, you know, kudos to everybody that helped out.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening we're talking with Ian Lettier.
Lettier, a New Jersey native
and a graduate of Rutgers University, and who originally attended Phillipsburg High School, who was a winner of an outstanding award for his latest production, which was
Anywhere Is Here.
And his dad, David Lettier.
Correct.
And we're going to hear later from Matthew Hazel.
Correct.
Who was a cinematographer for the film and for all of your films. Is that correct?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. Pretty much. And this is very exciting because we have here local team makes good. And that is wonderful. How can we see the film that you won the award for called?
Anywhere Is Here.
How can we get to see it?
Well, right now there's a trailer up on our website and on YouTube.
And what's the website?
The website is chamberofnoise.com. That's spelled with a Z in the noise, so yeah.
Spell it.
So chamber of and then N-O-I-Z-E .com.
.com. And by putting that up, you can get to see the film or portion of the film.
So you can see the trailer, and then also on our YouTube page, which there'll be a link on the website, you can see the first 10 minutes of the film. But we're looking to release the film soon on some form of online streaming, perhaps Amazon Prime or YouTube TV. We'll see. We're still working on that.
Yeah, if you go to the webpage, what we'll do is we'll update. You can go to chamberofnoise.com, and what we'll do is we'll provide the information there when the film is available on video on demand.
Should be soon, though.
Well, that, and when you say soon, what does that mean?
In the coming month or two.
Very good. So we can look and give the website again?
chamberofnoise.com. That's chamberofnoise.com.
Very good. So we can look forward to that. And how did you enter the film into the group that got you the prize?
The festivals?
The festivals.
Well, after we finished the film, we were deciding what we wanted to do with it, and we thought the festival circuit would be a good start and learning experience. So we used a service called Film Freeway, and we just applied to a bunch of film festivals, and we're still waiting to hear back from a few of them.
Well, it's wonderful that this is your first film, and it won an outstanding prize. So that should be very exciting for all of you. And what do you hope to do in the future?
Well, it's funny that you ask. We are working on a script right now called Shells. And it's a pretty serious subject matter dealing with the Orthodox Jewish community. It's about a rabbi on death row. And so it delves into kind of these classical themes of relationship to sacrifice, to family, what is our relationship to God also and to the state. And so it's a moral kind of a play set in film. And so we're really looking forward to finishing that script.
Well, we're going to return. We're going to talk more with Ion Lettier and David Lettier and Matthew Hazell when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. This evening we're talking with Ion Lettier, a New Jersey native who began working on films while still a student at Phillipsburg High School and continues to hone his craft with the help of his multi-talented family. In the earlier part of the program, we talked with David's father, Ion's father, yep. David. And now we're going to talk with the masterful photographer who makes this film possible, and that is Matthew Hazell. Matthew, how did you become interested in filming?
Yeah, so to be honest, the passion was not always there. It kind of came later on around the time of junior year of high school when I had to declare my major before I went to college. And since growing up, I was always into drawing, and I really wanted to become a comic artist. I was just drawing comics every single day, and that's what I thought I wanted to do professionally. And then it must have been like the summer going into high school. I went through this visual arts camp in New York, and then
in Phillipsburg.
No, in New York. Oh, so New York. I'm actually not from this area. I'm from Bergen County in North Jersey, and they were. It was only we hadn't entered high school yet, and they were already starting us to write, to do our portfolios for college. And then I was like, you know, I don't really like drawing this much. I don't really want to be drawing every single day of my life. So when it came time to declare my major around junior year, I decided, okay, I was in like TV production classes in high school, and I kind of liked the workflow. And film is essentially, you're telling a story, right? So it's visual storytelling. And it translates the same way, whether it's on paper or on screen. It's the same thing, essentially. When you draw storyboards for film, it's essentially drawing a mini comic. So I think the storytelling aspect translated from paper onto screen. And that was kind of like a seamless transition for me. And when I was able to afford my first camera, I think I delved more and more into like getting interest on how to use it, how to effectively use it, and then, like, you know, the basic manual exposure and everything. And just the world of cameras became more and more appealing to me. And now I'm a huge camera person. I would like to work with any type of camera, whether it's old film, like analog film, or digital. Like, it kind of just evolved into that from art at a young age on paper to art on screen in a later age.
And how did you discover Matt?
So we were actually classmates. We both went to Mason Grove School of the Arts at Rutgers University. We studied digital filmmaking there. And we met freshman year, right? Mm. And basically how the program works there is you do a lot of short films, and they're usually group projects. At least they start out as group projects. And we just happened to be placed in, well,
We got grouped together.
We got grouped together on a few films, and we realized, we really work well together. So, yeah, and then after that, we just continued making films together.
Well, and what are your next plans? Mm. You've won an award for the current film that you made, Anywhere Is Here. And what is your next project?
Well, right now, we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but we're in post-production for Too Damn Long, which is a short film that we made together. He also was the cinematographer again on that film. And that's got a little bit of ways to go because we still have a lot of editing to do. And then we'll release that film, probably do the festival circuit with that as well, and looking to getting distribution for that. We're still in the process of getting distribution for this film, Anywhere Is Here. And then we have that script we talked about earlier for another feature film movie that we're going to try and get funding for.
And how do you go about getting funding? That's a big problem.
Yeah, that is a good question. I'm still figuring it out, but there's a lot of different ways, especially in today's day and age with the internet. There's a lot of ways to get funding. You can go the classic route, going to like the American film market, trying to sell an idea, or you can try to sell an idea to different companies. Or you could do crowd fundraising and try to do like a Kickstarter or something like that. There's a lot of avenues.
Wonderful. And what about acting for film? How does that differ from acting, let's say, for stage or television?
I would say it's a lot more subdued. I would think that a lot of the best acting is
for film.
Yeah, for film is almost, it's like less is more. So it's more about the subtleties in the face, I would say. Like, it's really, if you want to talk
about
it.
It's more so in the mannerisms, and like you mentioned, the face, it's the subtleties. I think the main distinction between theater performances and film performances is that you can get multiple types of performances through film because you can always start and end the camera. Theater performances are through and through, and you get one performance through to the end. And I think it's sort of like... Theater performances are a lot, in a way, is more dramatic because they have to be, they're on stage and they have to be more showy. And like we mentioned before, it's mainly the subtleties in film, and that's the main distinction.
Is it hard to get acting to actors and actresses to perform in this way that you need for filmmaking?
I would say it depends on the actor. I think that what makes a really good film is really good actors, and they're amazingly valuable to a film's success. Mm. And if you can have that ability to access those subtleties and show emotion in that way, then you know you're able to really make the film great. And I would say it is difficult to find really good actors because it's a it's a rare talent, I would say.
You have to think of it this way, that your film is the, your story is the car, and the actors are the the actors are the drivers. Essentially, if you, you could have a good story, but if you don't have people that can drive the story in a way that's good, then the story will fall flat, and so will your production. And that's what he's mainly trying to get at.
Yeah.
So it is. So it's difficult to get actors to perform in this way, because you really need acting with subtlety.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Whereas on stage, you really need much more exhibition.
Like finesse, yeah,
and,
exhibition, yeah.
And projection
yeah.
of character.
That's because, a good way of putting
because
it.
Because you're projecting across
exactly.
the stage.
Exactly.
And whereas in the film, you have to be more real.
Yeah.
And too much is too much.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Except if you're doing Groucho Marx.
yeah.
Old school.
right. Oh, he did very well at old school. yeah. And so what is your next project going to be on?
Well, Shells would probably be the next project.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit yeah. earlier. Well, tell us again what that's going to be about.
It's about a rabbi on death row. That's kind of the tagline
oh, right,
for it.
Right.
Yeah, it's really about a portrait of a Jewish family, I would say, over several generations. And it is also about the Orthodox community and about a lot of moral dilemmas. It's almost kind of like a Greek play in a way, but in film and more, you
when
know.
When you say a Greek play, are you talking about a Greek tragedy?
Yeah.
or a Greek...
I would definitely would consider it a tragedy, yeah. It's, yeah, because it touches on a lot of dilemmas. It's a multifaceted dilemmas about religion and morals and family ties. So, yeah, I would say that's why...
Are you going to submit this to for recognition in one of the festivals?
Well, I think that's a little down the line for yet because it's still in pre-production. But I would say that we're going to definitely try and get funding for it to make it into like a. It's a pretty ambitious project, basically.
It's going to be our most ambitious as of yet.
Yeah.
Each project we try to step our game up more and more.
Yeah.
So Anywhere Is Here, was that an is this new project going to be more ambitious than the one that you won the commendation for?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
I think our newest film, Too Damn Long, which is a short film, it's not a feature, but I think in a lot of ways that's more ambitious as well because we really did a lot of, you know, things that we didn't do that we learned from in Anywhere Is Here. We filmed in more interesting locations, I think, using more specific lighting techniques and better lenses. So every time we kind of one-up ourselves, I think, that's the key, I think, to keep moving forward.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I have a very personal question.
Okay.
You're very involved in creative work, which is very admirable. How do you make a living?
this is an age-old question that any artist I'm sure can attest to. You just need to put yourself out there, and you need to constantly be doing things. You have to be constantly creating, because if you're not constantly creating, then you're stale, and you're stagnant. You're in the same place. As long as you constantly have content flowing, then you have a greater chance of it reaching people and people reciprocating and reaching out to you.
Yeah, I think also take account of the resources you have at your disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, taking advantage of my family and my friends to make these films, because making a film is no simple task, and you need a support network to do that. And I think everyone can look into their lives and see some things that they can use to their advantage to, you know, follow their artistic passions. Whether that be finding actors through your friends or just walking into a location and asking if you could film there or in any other form of artistic
asking
expression.
Asking your friends for anything really is our go-to. It's how we've achieved a lot of the things just through favors and through asking family, friends, and friends.
Yeah, and if I can touch on that a little bit more, with Bethlehem specifically, we used a lot of, for Too Damn Long, a lot of great locations here. And we basically just walked in, like, for example, Godfrey Daniels, world-famous, folk club. We walked in, met with the one of the people who works there, and we're like, can we film here one day? And they were like, yeah, heck yeah. And then same thing with the Bethlehem Hotel. We just walked in and asked them, and they were so kind and allowed us to work there. So working off like the generosity of other people is really amazing.
Yep. And you give them credit in the in the titles afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, we were at the Bethlehem Hotel till like almost 4 in the morning filming one of the nights. Yeah. And they didn't have a problem with, they didn't get in our way. They just let us do what we needed to do, and we're very appreciative of that.
Well, I want to thank you, Ion Lettier, director of the award-winning film Anywhere Is Here, Matthew Hazell, who is a photographer for
cinematographer and photographer,
a head photographer, and David Lettier for producer, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that a well-coordinated father-son duo and good friend who is an excellent, talented photographer can create an award-winning film, and if not one, maybe several. Thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that family ties and friendship, when conducted with respect and mutual admiration for one another's talents, can lead to award-winning creative films. The film, again, that won the award in the Hoboken Film Festival is Anywhere Is Here. Thank you again, Ian and David Lettier, father and son duo. And thank you, Matthew Hazell, photographer. And the film, again, is Anywhere Is Here. And thank you for helping us to take charge of our lives. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.